What's up? What did you think of that pants story yesterday, anyway? Did you like the pants story?
I thought that was pretty weird, but I liked it. I liked it a lot. Thanks. I kind of remember, and it was a long time ago, but I do remember vaguely some guy with a pan, something about getting hit in the head.
I'm glad you remember, because, like, you know, when you get hit in the head with a pan, and you go crazy like that, and sometimes you start thinking, like, were you experiencing it too? Was that just me? I mean, I wonder these things.
I mean, I'm sure I was, but through your eyes.
Oh, through my eyes. Inside of my eyes. You know, funnily, that was not the last thing that happened when you hit me in the head with a pan. I did bail yesterday on the rest of the story. The third time you hit me with a pan, after I left the disco. I don't know if you remember this, but yes, we were in the disco, right?
I remember that.
All right, you remember that. You guys remember that? We were in the disco. And this guy came up to me wearing a white shirt, holding a pan, and he hit me in the head, and I screamed. But this time, when he hit me in the head, I went into, like, this strange dreamscape in my head where my whole being, I started to feel like I was no longer in a disco or even in my own life. I was in my own movie, like a movie of my life. And strangely, it wasn't my life. I was actually in the life of Carrie, from the 1970s movie, Carrie. Like, I was Carrie, but like in my body, but with her spirit in me. And I'm like standing up on this stage at a high school gym. First I was in disco, now I'm in a high school gym. And I'm remembering what my mother had told me. They're all gonna laugh at you. They're all gonna laugh at you. They're all gonna laugh at you. It's horrible. Horrible. I turned my head to the right, and I saw this very hot-looking 70s-style dude standing next to me with long hair. And then I looked out to the audience, and I saw this mean girl from my high school pointing at me, laughing. And I thought, this is very strange that I ended up in this weird Carrie movie. And then I looked up above, and I saw this bucket of blood, pink blood, hanging over my head. Right then, the pink blood fell, and it came down, and it hit me on the head. I screamed. And then I was laying on the ground in a pile of pig blood. That's what happened, Paige.
That's gross. That's the story.
That's the whole story.
When the guy hit me with a pan?
Well, the weird thing is I didn't really understand the pan and the guy. Do you have any memory of that?
You know, I'm starting to figure something out here. It's a different kind of pan. It's the pan flute. It's the, who was the guy from the TV commercials that played the pan flute? You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, I think, are you saying Zamfir?
Yeah, that was it.
I think they got it. Yeah, I remember
Zamfir,
that guy.
Zamfir, yes. He had beautiful, haunting melodies that came out of his pan flute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a weird thing about that guy. That, I think I died, but they said, like, if you say his name, you can conjure him. All you gotta do is say his name, because he's got one of those magical names.
I heard that too. Maybe you should try it now.
Alright. Zamfir!
Try again.
Zamfir!
His name is Zamfir, master of the pan flute. That magic is born with the unforgettable sound. Now in his magnificent all-new collection, Zombie plays the world's most beautiful melodies.
No wonder he sold so many copies.
Hey, buddy, keep that pan away from me.
Get out! No.
Weird shit happens when you get that pan.
It's Zombie, the master of the pan.
And Zombie strikes you
down. Zombie.
Thank you for blessing us with your presence
up here. Your best loved melodies.
And then it was almost as if the movie just simply ended.